Yeah, right, right. Yeah, it'd be really an island, you know, without and you know, I've had P-25 standalone on this repeater for years, since the NX network went down. The NX network was a little different. That was what I originally put it up on, and I could, you know, key it up on a certain talk group, and it would steer it, you know, to that talk group. I mean, DMR works that way as well, but we had, you know, North America, we had Worldwide, Pacific, we had some TAC channels. wasn't as robust as you know, DMR with all the different talk groups, but there were a good number of them. There's usually a lot of activity on Pacific, North America, Worldwide, and then a couple of the TAC channels saw a little action. That was pretty cool. That worked real good. It was the early days of P25 networking and P25 NX and all that, but the NX network just died, and you know, it required servers and maintenance and all this stuff, and it just died on the vine. So there was just nothing stepped up to fill in the, you know, and there still really isn't anything like that. You know, there's MMDVM, but that's kind of frowned upon by most of the P25 guys. So MMDVM has its own P25 network, I guess, if you will. But, you know, there's nothing preventing, you know, $10 radios and, you know, hotspots that can cross mode and stuff like that. And it sounds like it.